from Spark and Anvil and Discreet Quest, this is Tally the Pattern Counter in Chapter 1 of the Discreet Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Tally was a squirrel. She was small but quick. Her fur was warm russet and cream. She always carried a little pouch. Inside were small wooden cubes. Each cube was a different color. Tally loved to stack them. She stacked them in all sorts of ways. Her eyes moved fast. She was always figuring things out. She used her cubes to show how to count. Not just 1, 2, 3. She showed how to count arrangements. She built a small stack of cubes. Each stack was a different way to arrange things. This was her special power. It was called combinatorics. It meant counting all the ways things could be put together. You didn't have to list every single way. The math did the counting for you.
Tally held up two tiny shirts. One was blue, one was red. "Okay," she chirped. "Two shirts." She set them down carefully. Then she showed four tiny pairs of pants. Green, yellow, purple, orange. "Four pants," she said. "How many outfits can we make?" She didn't start listing them. She just tapped her paw. "Two shirts times four pants. That's 8 outfits total." She smiled. "This is the multiplication rule. If you have choices for a first step and choices for a second step, you multiply them. That tells you all the ways." She picked up 3 cubes. Red, blue, green. "What if order matters?" she asked. She lined them up. Red, blue, green. Then red, green, blue. Then blue, red, green. She kept going. She made 6 different lines. See? The order changed each time.
"This is a permutation," she explained. "It's when the order of things is important." She stacked the cubes again. "For 3 different things, there are 3 × 2 × 1 ways to arrange them. That's 6 ways." She made a quick stack. "We call that 3 factorial. It's written as 3! Tally then picked up 5 cubes, red, blue, green, yellow, purple. She put them in a tiny basket. "Now, what if order doesn't matter?" she asked. "We just want to choose 3 cubes from these 5. She pulled out red, blue, green. "Okay, 1 choice." She put them back. Then she pulled out blue, green, yellow. "Another choice." She kept choosing groups of 3. She didn't care if she picked red first or green first. Just which 3 cubes ended up together. "These are combinations," she said. "The order doesn't matter here. You just pick a group." She showed 10 different groups of 3 cubes. "There are 10 ways to choose 3 cubes from 5. Even though the order doesn't matter, there's still a way to count it."
Tally never made counting sound hard. She never made it sound like only smart people could do it. "It's not hard," she always said. "It's just systematic multiplication. You don't have to list every single way." She taught simple rules. Multiplication rule. Choices for step 1 times choices for step 2. Permutations. Order matters. Use factorials. Combinations. Order doesn't matter. Use adjusted factorials. Factorial. Like 3 factorial means 3 × 2 × 1. Pascal's triangle. A neat pattern that helps with combinations. Counting via cases. Sometimes you break a big problem into smaller parts, then you add them up. Tally grew up in a small village. Her family had a special job. They were the market arrangers. They set up all the market stalls. They didn't just dump things out. Oh no. They thought about how many ways to show things. How many ways could the nuts be stacked? How many ways could the berries be lined up? Tally watched them. She learned their ways. She saw patterns everywhere. When she was older, she walked to Discreet Quest. It was a long journey. She finally met the mentor. The mentor was very wise. "What is combinatorics?" the mentor asked.
Tally held up her pouch of cubes. She made a quick stack. "It's counting arrangements,"
she said. But you do it in a smart way. You use the multiplication rule. You use permutations. You use combinations. She tapped the stack. The math does the counting. You don't have to list them all. The mentor smiled. You are appointed, the mentor said. Tally still says it often. It is not hard. It is systematic multiplication. You don't have to list each way. The cubes stack in another arrangement.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tally the Pattern Counter. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.